I'm Norman Rentrop from Bonn, Germany. Mr. Buffett and Mr. Munger, I have a thank you and a question for you. Thank you for allowing us shareholders to invest with you on equal terms with almost no management fee and no performance fee. I came to fully appreciate it when I compared my 10 years of holding Berkshire Hathaway to a private equity fund, which over the same 10 years earned 19.8% before fees and 11.2% after fees. Now my question. Back in the 1950s and 1960s, when you had a partnership, Mr. Buffett, you asked for and got a performance fee of 25% of what was earned above 6% a year.
Correct.
What caused you to switch from that performance fee to that no fees we are enjoying today? Was it the wisdom that to give is better than to receive?
Try again.
And do you feel that this switch from performance fee to no performance fee, that is fully appreciated, and what did it mean to you personally?
Well, I appreciate what you had to say, and I will, I would pay to have this job I have. I would pay a lot of money, and I hope I don't get tested on that, but I, you know, it's, why in the world, if I can work with people I like and get the same result they have, and end up with all kinds of money, you know, why do I need to make some further override on them? I was changing my position in life significantly when I started that partnership in 1956. A couple of the people that, Doris may be the only original partner here, but Doris, would you stand up? She joined on May 5th, 1956, wherever she is. And the... you know, those people gave me their money, but I needed some money then too. And I did get an override, which I thought was fair. I got no management fee at all, though. I never charged. Today, most of the people run hedge funds charge 1% a year and then some percentage of profits. I did not do that. And I did have all my money in after 1962 so that the downside would be equal to the upside. But I've always felt about the people as partners. And when we got into Berkshire, originally when we got into Berkshire, Berkshire was owned by the partnership. So if I'd taken a salary then, I would have been double dipping, in effect, by getting money out of Berkshire before, in turn, the partnership participated. And frankly, by the time I got where I was running Berkshire, I had all the money I needed. And I'd rather get the same result as my partners than have me get a different result. And it can't make any difference. I mean, it'll make a difference in the size of my foundation someday, perhaps. You know, but so what? I like living the way I live. Charlie?
Well, you raise a very interesting question, and it has parallels if you go back. Carnegie was always very proud that the bulk of his fortune had been earned where he took no salary at all from Carnegie Steel. John D. Rockefeller I took practically nothing in salary over the years. The original Vanderbilt prided himself on living on his dividends and taking no salary. And it was a common culture in a different era. And you realize that all those people had the psychology of being the founder. And maybe that's what influenced Warren.
What influenced you, Charlie?
Charlie doesn't take anything either, so.
I was delighted to get rid of the psychological pressure brought on me by getting fees based on performance. I think Warren was too. If you're highly conscientious in your relations with other people and you hate to disappoint, you're going to suffer more if you are liberally rewarded with performance fees. So I think there was an enormous advantage to us. So I guess we should be thanking you.
I should. Bill Gates has never taken an option at Microsoft and takes a very small salary, and you'll find it interesting. The only reason he takes the small salary is if he feels that if there's a bad year at some time in the future, he wants to be able to take a cut in salary at the same time he's asking other people to cut back. And that is the reason. I mean, he takes peanuts as it is, but he just figures that Bill is a very conservative guy, and he figures that some year there'll be a bad year, and he wants, if he's asking other people to take a 5% cut, he wants to be able to take a 90% cut or something himself. But he's never taken an option, and I don't believe Steve Ballmer has either. They have gotten rich with their shareholders and not off their shareholders, and that's an attitude we admire. Number 9.